embrace the place and thrill where love is. Where love is exactly where I am.
Eh bien, écoutez, bonjour, bienvenue dans ce Last Ride très spécial puisque nous avons un invité qui nous rejoint dans un instant. Nous sommes avec Darren Phillips, le compositeur de East Temple Avenue. Darren, bonjour. Hello, Darren. How are you?
Good to see you, mate. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, bonjour, Darren. Bonjour. That's a great pleasure to speak with you. So, of course, Vinyl Time is located in Paris. You are located in Sydney. So, I really appreciate that you you come with me at noon in Paris, but it is 22 p.m. in Sydney. So, thank you very much for accepting my invitation.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So, we have to discuss about East Temple Avenue, which released the new CD on the 27th of November. This is 10 songs, 10, I would like to say 10 fantastic songs released by a crazy band, but we have to discuss in few seconds about this this crazy band. So I just turn in French. So bah, comme vous pouvez le contacter, donc Darren est avec nous, il est 10h, il est 22h donc à Sydney, il est en direct. Il a pris le temps de nous rejoindre et on est tous très contents d'avoir Darren parce qu'en fait pour le coup on va parler d'un super album qui vient de sortir avec des gens incroyables, mais on va d'abord lui laisser la main. Darren, first questions. Buff Side of Midnight, your first, I would like to say your first real CD, will release on November 27th. How do you feel now?
Oh, we feel very fantastic. I'm very excited that we're finally getting the album out. When we decided to do the album, we had always had the dream to bring it out and get it on a label and get people to hear it. Now the fact that it's only 1 week away, we're thrilled. We just can't wait for people to hear it. And the ones that have heard it, like yourself, have given us great reviews and some really great feedback. So we just can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Okay, so I just want to say, comme il le dit, hein, on est à une semaine, un vendredi près de la sortie de l'album, donc il est content et puis il attend de voir. Il a déjà eu pas mal de retours et puis on a entendu quelques extraits. On a commencé tout de suite avec un des premiers extraits qui était sorti en 2019. On en parlera avec lui dans un instant parce qu'il y a quand même le premier extrait était sorti en mai 2019. So Darren, the first single was released in May 2019 when I'm with you and you're releasing the album only now. Why did you wait so long for this album?
Well, the truth is that's the only song we had recorded at the time. We decided to become a band and then we wrote the song. We recorded it and that released it just to get some, you know, interest out there, see what the vibe was. And then when that went well, we said, okay, well, let's keep going. And we started writing and recording and recording. So, for the last 18 months, we've been doing that. We've just been writing and recording, and we finally finished in August this year. And then, 3 months later, we bring it out. So.
Ok, so, écoute, comme il disait, ils ont sorti un premier titre donc en mai 2019. Après, il a fallu écrire. Vous allez voir, il y a quand même plein de gens qui sont dans cet album, donc qui sont très, qui ont été pas super dispo. Donc, il a fallu écrire, envoyer, réécrire. Bon, on va en parler de tout ça dans un instant. Et puis, tout a été fini au mois d'août, in August. Et puis après, juste 3 mois après, le disque est sorti. So, c'est une très bonne nouvelle. Darren, of course, you have a lot of persons with working with you on this release. Can you please introduce the band? Because we have a lot of persons with totally not really. I think we have one person with your lead singer, who is called Robbie LaBlanc. Mm-hmm. So I think it's maybe one of the best singer now. So can you please introduce the band and explain how Robbie came in your CD and sing a lot of songs with you?
Yeah, of course. So we have Herman Furen on drums. He's from the band Work of Art. We have Dennis Butabi-Borg on bass. He's from the band Crush. We have Philip Lindstrom. He's doing lead guitar. He is in a few bands, but his main band at the moment is Arcado. Then we have myself. I do rhythm guitar, and one of my best mates and my producing partner, Dan Skeed, he does keys and also makes additional guitars. And as you mentioned, Robbie LeBlanc on lead vocals, who, as you said, one of the best vocalists in the world, bar none for me. He's just incredible. I worked with him a few years back on another project. I did one of my first album when I had did a project album, and the guy's just phenomenal. And we got to be good. You know, we got to be friends and talked. And when this band came up, like, he was my only choice. I was really, really hoping he'd say yes. And we asked him, and he said, yeah, he'd love to. So we were thrilled, because the guy can sing anything. He can sing the phone book, you know. So, he's amazing.
Yeah. Oh bah, comme vous l'avez, Darren nous a présenté à son groupe, hein, bien sûr, il y a Darren qui est avec nous ce soir à la guitare, lead guitare et rhythm guitare. Il y a Philippe Lindenstrom qui est à l'autre guitare. Il y a Dan Swick qui est aussi guitare et synthé. Il y a Denis Bork qui joue de la basse. Et il y a Herman Furin qui est à la batterie. Et bien sûr, le très grand chanteur Robbie LaBlanc, qu'on ne présente plus, Find Me, Blank Face, blablabla. Voilà, un nombre incalculable de groupes fantastiques, et puis ce chanteur est magnifique. Darren, just to share something with the persons with in live, one another songs from your bands. I think this is totally the spirit of East Temple Avenue.
Sorry,
So I said this is the spirit of East Avenue, because I see every smile on the face. So when we play, when we learn, when we send some solo guitars, and when you see Robbie or his chance, we sing. So I think it's totally crazy. So I think that's the song with really where we are today with your CD. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I guess it was the first song we recorded together, and we wanted to make a mark and say, here we are, this is what we're going to do, whether it be, you know, a great rock kind of anthem or a sing-along and a catchy chorus for days with great lead guitars and just pumping bass, you know. So we wanted to make sure every instrument was a star on the album, on the songs, and it wasn't just, you know, a lead singer who's brilliant, obviously, but we yes. wanted to make sure that everybody else had a voice as well with their instrument, and I think we achieved that with every song. We really tried our best to make sure that happened.
Yeah, so bah comme il le dit, hein, franchement, pour moi c'est le meilleur morceau de l'album. C'est le premier morceau qui a été enregistré tous ensemble, the first one. Et on y trouve tout, on y trouve l'énergie, on y trouve l'alchimie entre tout le monde, on y trouve aussi cette approche du groupe. Et franchement, c'est un super super morceau. Je vous invite à le découvrir, mais on parlera tout à l'heure de l'album. Darren, one question about this recording, because it's very difficult this year to have everybody at the same place. Mm. So it is complicated to have played together to make this record, or what is your approach? So you have the different sounds we arrive by the internet and something like that. After that, we build the solutions, I would like to say. And yeah. it is very difficult, or maybe this is more easy now because we have some link directly with these different persons with you on this album, and we can manage, arrange, modify something, or it is very difficult to build 10 songs?
No, it was quite, the process was quite easy. The people we had in the band were obviously top of their game. We thought we're very, very good musicians and great songwriters, all six of us, you know, we can write a song. So when we wrote all the demos, we put a big pile together and we had some great songs to choose from. We chose these 10, and then we just started the recording process. You know, we recorded some stuff here in Sydney, and then we sent that demo over to the guys, and then Herman would play some drums and add the bass, so on. So, and then they sent it all back to us digitally, via internet or, you know, obviously, and we put it all together here in Sydney, myself and Dan. We did all the mixing and mastering and stuff. So the process was pretty straightforward. It was difficult with time zones, as it is now. Obviously, you're having lunch and I'm in bed, you know. And that was difficult because when we had questions, it was, you know, 1 a.m. there and we were in studio and so on. So it was like we couldn't talk to each other in a few times. So that was difficult. And we didn't really, not being in the same room together, we never knew what we were going to get. We just said, here, play a lead guitar. And that was the thing with this album. We gave creative freedom to every single person in the band. We never said, I want a bass and I want it to sound like this, or I want the drums to sound exactly like this, you know. Whatever they heard, they played. So when we got the stems back, we had no idea what we're getting. And, you know, 99% of the time we were thrilled. This is awesome, you know. A couple of times we thought, oh, if only they were able to be here, we could ask them to do that little lick again, or just do one extra note or a fill or something, you know. But that was very rare. We what we had was usually gold. So a few hiccups along the way with, you know, a couple of roadblocks here and there, but overall it was a great experience.
Yeah. Well, I have to translate all your words.
I'll keep it shorter.
See you tomorrow. en fait, comme il le dit, hein, c'était pas été très compliqué parce que l'approche, elle était très simple. Ils ont échangé, ils ont pu mettre des morceaux ensemble. C'est différent de quand on est dans une même pièce où on veut faire sonner la basse comme ça, la guitare comme ça, la batterie comme ça. Mais l'idée, c'était quand même qu'en échangeant à travers le net, eh ben, ils aient pu construire cet album sans trop de difficultés. Après, la difficulté, bah, c'est plus comme il le dit. Hein, il est 22h à Sydney, il est midi à Paris. Donc, il a eu le même problème pour pouvoir avoir tout le monde sur les mêmes fuseaux horaires. Donc, des fois, pas très, très simple. Mais on arrive quand même à sortir quelque chose de fantastique. So I translate, Darren. So as you see on the chat, I have a friend who is actually running, and he said hello during this running in this in front of the of this on Paris. So he said he's just footing on the street. And he listened to us. So that's crazy. So this is Paris, totally crazy.
Yeah.
So une autre question, Darren, Robbie LeBlanc. I know that we have a lot of different projects. We play in several bands. He's a singer of this record. So did you convince him to come and sing on your records?
Yeah. Well, we didn't really convince him. We just asked him. And like I said, fortunately, he said yes. He can sing anything. He's such a great singer. And the thing that's better than his voice is the person that he is. He's the sweetest man you're ever going to meet in your life. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
And he just wants to put the best songs he can put out into the world. Every time he sang, he was so hard on himself and how he sounded and what he wanted to convey. And he took his time with every single track. Not once did he ever phone it in. It was just magical to edit him and to mix him. It was just a thrill every time he sent stems to us. It was so good. And then to hear them, the song just come to life. Like we had demos where I would sing or Dan would sing just to get the melody to them and so on. And then when it came back with his voice on it, it was a different song. It was just, you know, it was just amazing. So, yeah, we're gonna work together again in future on this project, other projects. So I'm just thrilled. It's just amazing.
Yeah, bah, comme il le dit, hein, bon, pour avoir Robbie LeBlanc, c'est simple. Il l'a pas convaincu. Il lui a juste demandé. Il a dit oui, on y va. Allez, go. Et puis, Robbie est vraiment quelqu'un de très très bien. Bon, moi, je l'ai eu la chance de le croiser plusieurs fois, donc je sais que c'est quelqu'un qui a une très bonne approche musicalement. Bah, il a changé les titres, hein. Comme le dit Darren. Ils ont chanté les chansons. Darren a chanté quelques titres, et puis en fait, il les a envoyés à Robbie et le titre est revenu. C'était complètement différent. Et ils ont pris beaucoup de plaisir à travailler ensemble. Et ils pensent qu'il espère. Cross finger for the next CD avec Robbie. One another question, because I know I have the chance to to meet Robbie during some festival in Europe and in Nottingham.
Oh, cool.
We speak together, so I know that it is a very funny guy, and this is a very interesting person when we speak about music. So I totally agree with you when we said that this is easy to work with Robbie, because Robbie is just like me, like you. It's a lover of music, and it's very simple to say, "Hey, come and listen," or "Hey, give me some information about." Or is possible to manage a new song or something like that. Mm-hmm. So this is totally the persons who is open. We have a big open minds, I would like to say.
Yeah. You've done better than me. I've never met him. So you've
yeah, I had the chance. So two times with Robbie. Yeah, and and it's a very interesting persons when we speak about music. So
The whole band's never met. Like, we've never. Obviously, I've been in the room with Dan before. Obviously, we worked together. The Swedes have obviously met because, you know, they're Swedish and they've done a lot of things together. I know that Robbie has met Dennis and Phil, because Phil worked together with him in Blank Faces and when he did in Nottingham and also in Find Me. But I don't think Herman and Robbie have ever met. But I know, like I said, we've never met any of them. So hopefully one day.
Yeah, one day. I have one question about that. So I just turned at the end of this interview. So you anticipate, Darren, but I see you are totally connected with me since more than 1 minute. So I think you clearly understand what is the next question. So I have a chance in myself to listen to your new album, and I discover some title like The Foreigner from the Past. Is Foreigner is one of your favorite bands?
I don't really have a favorite band. I'm a music fan. Like, I have, you know, I just like songs.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? I don't care who it's from. Like, when I hear a song and I connect to it, then that's it for me. It could be from anyone. You know, even in some of the modern stuff, I'm not a big fan of the modern radio stuff, but if I hear something on the radio and I'm like, oh, what is that? You know, my son Thomas, he's like 5 years old and he's into all the newer stuff because he hears it all the time on YouTubes and different things, you know, and some of that stuff's just rubbish. He's like, oh. and you know, with kids that age, it's just loop, 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 loop. But some of the stuff he listens to, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good. You know, and I don't know who it is. I'm completely out of the loop with a lot of this stuff. But like I said, a good song is a good song, no matter who it's from or when it was from. So, in regards to the song titles and the voices from the past, you know, growing up, like Huey Lewis and the News was huge for me. I just love their rock and their pop and their harmonies. That's the biggest thing for me. That's my wet dream, if you want to call it, is harmonies. You know, I just die of harmony. I think they're just amazing, and it just lifts the song to something else. You know, so but no, I don't really have any favorite bands. I just have I just love great songs.
Yeah, I understand what you said. This is the radio host who is speaking. Bah, comme il le dit, j'ai écouté l'album et je pensais qu'il y avait un petit côté Foreigner. Bah, comme il dit, non, pas spécialement Foreigner, mais il adore les bons titres. Et puis, son fils qui a 5 ans, bah, il découvre aussi des trucs des fois sur YouTube, donc il écoute. Bon, il y a des trucs qui sont bien, des trucs qui sont moins bien. Bon, il est gentil, il dit, voilà, il dit à son fils, bon, c'est pas grave, ça passera. Mais ceci étant, voilà, c'est pas spécifiquement Foreigner, mais comme il est aussi DJ radio, il entend comme moi bah, beaucoup de titres et des fois, il suffit qu'il y ait un titre et on va aller écouter ce titre et puis se dire, waouh, ça, c'est un bon titre. That's a wow, good songs.
Yeah.
Et puis il est passionné, donc voilà. Darren, another mail from the chat. So this is one of my friends who is located in France. Eve, cool. Who is a reader of is a reader of the papers, which is called Passion Rock, and your new CD is on the. On the Passion Rock, he gives some chronicle and something like that. So maybe I can share with you this link to this newspaper. You can read the chronicle is in French. So maybe after that, you have to work your French and come back in France to say bonjour, tout va bien, merci.
That's what Google translates for.
So I try my best to help you.
Thank you.
we come back to your new CD. The project started in 2017, and the record was released in 2020. Did you take the time to get the best result, in fact?
Yeah. Well, honestly, if it wasn't for COVID, we'd still be recording. Because everything shut down and all the guys had to stop work or their respective other gigs kind of stopped because there's no live concerts or whatever else. So they all had suddenly free time to kind of record. So we got things done a lot quicker than what we would have. But still, the quality was always the most important thing. So we never rushed anything. As I said with Robbie, he made sure that the vocal was perfect before he sent it to us. All the guys, they made sure that their stems were right and, you know, they're still working on it. And if they didn't like it, they re-recorded it and so on. So, it may have been another year before we've seen this if this didn't happen. So, but, yeah, the quality was always the most important to us. We wanted to make sure that we put out a really, really good album that people would, you know, would talk about and not just go, oh, it's just another project that, you know, someone's thrown together.
Comme il le dit, hein, effectivement, bon, le premier disque, enfin le début du projet a commencé en 2017. Le disque sort en novembre, 27th of November 2020. Il est dans les bacs donc la semaine prochaine. Donc ils ont pris le temps pour avoir le bon résultat et puis ils ont pris le temps pour enregistrer tout ce qui se passait. I just give the set list of the record. So we have 10 songs. The first one is Mountains. The second is Don't Make Believe. After that, we have Full for Love, My Last Breath. I have one question for My Last Breath. Everything. After that, Forever Yours, Fly Away, When I'm With You. You Are With Me.
Yes. Fantastic.
The End of Me and You, Where Love Is. Where Love Is, it's really songs. Maybe this is the alchemy between all the bands. This is a very cool song, Where Love Is. It's a crazy one. Maybe we see in a few minutes a short part of Where Love Is. After that, Darren, of course, one question about the label. How did you manage to find yourself on the Our Even label in Germany? Because we have located in Australia, so it's totally strange that you come back in Germany for this record. So what is the story between this this migration to Australia, to Germany?
Well, I already obviously knew of the label. A few of my friends' bands were on the label. When I put out my first album, The Darren Phillips Project, I did that independently and I paid for it all myself and did the whole thing. But then George was kind enough from AOI Heaven to sell it on his website. He put it on his store. So I had that kind of little bit of relationship with him. He knew who I was and so on. So when we started this band, I just sent him a link to When I'm With You, and he said, oh, this is great. Send me something else when you've got something, you know. So then I sent him Don't Make Believe, which was the second song we recorded, and that's when he said, are you interested in a deal? And I said, all right, well, let's talk when we've got more stuff, you know, when the album's almost done. And then we signed in April this year with him. So yeah, we're really, really pleased that he loves us and he's got behind us.
Ouais, et ben, ouais, c'était très spécial. Donc ils sont effectivement sur le label Our Even de George Eagles et bien sûr de Birgit, hein, qu'on salue. Et puis ils ont signé en avril et ils sont très contents parce qu'en fait Darren avait pas mal de gens qu'il connaissait qui étaient sur ce label, d'autres groupes, d'autres musiciens. Et puis lui, il est très content parce que pour le coup, comme il le dit, on peut échanger ensemble et puis ça lui permet aussi d'avoir une vue un peu plus large pour pouvoir écluser son nouveau disque. Et c'est une très bonne nouvelle. Darren, I have one question, but maybe it's very difficult for you. You are a radio host like me. And what did you like about the band in 2020? You have right to five bands.
Five bands in 2020?
Yeah, oh. Five bands on 2020. Except AC/DC, of course.
Of course. Geez, that's a tough question. I'm not really into a lot of radio bands, but for the guys who are kind of around, a lot of my friends' bands are basically the ones I kind of gravitate towards and listen to because, you know, I'm part of the process with those guys. You know, they're sharing their stories of recording and I kind of get behind that story and then kind of so I love my favorite band for a few years was Eclipse. I really like Eclipse.
Yep. A good one.
Yeah, they're really cool. And Harum Scarum I love, because I love Harry Hess. He's just the coolest dude.
Yes.
He really helped us out with this out at the end of this album as well. We had get some stuff done, and I literally messaged him, and he like answered within a minute, and then had it done in an hour. Like, it was so cool. So Harry and Scarum are great. I'm just trying to think some more. Crush, of course, my fellow band members in Crush, and their new album is going to be fantastic. That comes out next year. Herman's band, Work of Art. I liked them before I met Herman. They're phenomenal. Who else? I'm just trying to think. I know. I really like Palace, Michael Palace. Yeah. Like, I worked with him on my first album. And he's a cool dude. He can play. He's really cool. But we have the same kind of love of 80s soundtracks, 80s movie soundtracks. And so we share that kind of common passion. And his albums have been really cool. I've really, really enjoyed his. So, yeah, that's probably the fight. Like I said, they're not.
That's very difficult. Huh,
it is. I mean, especially when, you know, I'm mainly focused on my own stuff at the moment.
I've been busy
doing that. I don't really have time. Like, people are sending me stuff. Hey, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. I don't really have much time to do it. So I'll get back into it now that everything's kind of settling down. I'll start listening to more music again.
Yeah, I have the same issue. When I receive a lot of things. So you have to put this one, this one, this one. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Bah, comme il le dit, c'est difficile de choisir cinq groupes. Enfin, il y a quand même du bon. Hein. Il y a Eclipse, il y a Palace. Voilà, on a parlé de Cruise, on a parlé de Walk of Art. Voilà, c'est tous des bons disques qui sont sortis. I have a chance to see every these bands live in Europe. So, that's a good choice, I think, Darren. We don't speak before this interview about this band, but I see all these bands on a concert. So I hope you can see Eclipse and Walk of Art and something like that, and Palace, of course, in concert, because it's very fun. We pass a lot of time with good songs, and it's very some bands are very huge and very. But this is what I said. This is the songs that we have to wait during this difficult period, I would like to say. So we enjoyed the music and we enjoyed some good bands. And after that, you can drink a beer and speak with these band members and something like that. So
That's right.
I've
seen Eclipse. Eclipse came down a few years ago. We had a festival down here, and they came down a headline. So I've seen those guys. They were great. And again, they were great afterwards. Like, I did an interview with a couple of them, and but they're really nice guys. And I've worked with Eric as well on the first album. He did some mastering and stuff for me. So they're cool guys.
Yeah, normally Eric is on my shortlist for end of November, beginning of December, to have the same like you a live chat with Eric. Cool. I think it's on the way. I hope so. I cross my finger.
Oh, good.
But maybe we have this one. In a few days, I hope so.
Send him my best. Tell him I said hi from Australia.
Of course. So, Darren, one person with said, hello, morning, Darren.
good evening.
Good evening. Good night.
In a few minutes.
another question regarding, of course, It's Temple Avenue project. How do you see the continuation of your bands? A new record? Do you have some of those songs in the boxes, or maybe you wait the feedback from the listener and you see what is the best approach for prepare a second one?
No, we'll definitely go ahead. There was never a wait and see kind of thing. We did it because we wanted to work together, and that was the main objective in the whole project. It wasn't about how popular this is going to be or where we'd end up. Obviously, the dream was to meet and do all that stuff, but it was all about just making really good music together. And so we'll keep doing that. We'll probably just do singles for the time being, and then maybe once we get to a few tracks, then we'll see where we're kind of heading. But we do have one of the song already done, but we had to hold off the album for other reasons, which we'll release next year. So you spoke about Where Love Is before. That was the last song that we recorded. It was literally last minute. It was the album was done, all 10 tracks ready to go, and then we said we had to change the lineup, and we had to write a song in 2 weeks and record it and get it all done. So Robbie and I wrote that and then recorded it and did it all and put it on the album. So we do have one more song we've already done. That's going to come out probably end of next year, I'd say. But no, we're starting. I've already started to write a couple of demos to throw into the mix for the boys, and we'll start that in the new year. We're going to take a couple of months off just to chill a little bit, you know, let's get the cobwebs out of the brain and, you know, focus again. So we will definitely be doing some more stuff. Robbie's very keen to do another one. He's already said, let's go. The other guys, they'll jump on. They love the experience. So we'll definitely keep going.
Ok, bah comme il le dit, hein, il y aura certainement une suite parce que pour le coup, il y a quelques singles qui vont sortir. Il y a aussi un autre titre qui devrait sortir en début d'année prochaine. Et puis, si tout se passe bien, on devrait peut-être avoir une suite à cet excellent album fait par Darren, donc le East Temple Avenue. Il sera dans les bacs le 27 novembre. East Temple Avenue will be released 27th of November at 6 a.m. We can go to the shop and buy this CD right now and send an email to Darren to say, hey, this is fantastic one. And for Please. Darren, it's very easy because it's 6 a.m. in Paris. Maybe this is 4 p.m. or 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. in Sydney. So maybe Darren can reply to you. So maybe we just go back to a short video. Right now, Darren, and after that we close these meetings. I have two other questions, and after that maybe we can go to bed and we can go to lunch. So we just go to another short one from East Temple Pilot right now. Wow, this is another song, amazing song. So this is a fantastic song. So again, Darren, congratulations for this East Temple because it's a real, real one. I enjoy it. I have one remark. When I listen some CD with my wife on my car, if my wife said, oh, this is totally a good one, this is a good one, because sometimes I listen a lot of music and he said, what is it? What is it? And now he said, wow, it's a fantastic one. I said hey, this is a band from Australia with some persons who is located in Europe, and the singer is of course Robbie LeBlanc. And I said, this is Robbie LeBlanc. He said, of course it's a good one because it's Robbie, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. So that's the story behind your release in my car.
It's gonna be a hit then, that's for sure.
So maybe before we finish, one of your songs on this album is My Last Breath. Mm-hmm. Is it a tribute to someone, or does it mean that your last breath will always be for music?
No, it's more of a tribute to I had a couple of friends who were going through, had a cancer scare, and when that happened, and Dan and I, about probably 10 or 12 years ago, we lost a friend to leukemia, and so we kind of, I had that in the back of my mind, especially after having kids, how much I would give of myself to make sure that they were okay. If they ever got sick, what would I do to make sure that they get through it? And I'd give my last breath to make sure that they live on and they're okay, because that's the most important thing to me in the world. So that's what the story is behind it, is just how much you would give to your loved ones if they needed you. And the beauty about that song too, we got Bruce Kulick to play lead guitar on it, the ex-Kiss guitarist, and he just provided magic on that thing. It's just so beautiful. So it's a great song. Robbie and I, it's one of Robbie's favorite songs he's ever sung on, which was huge praise for me. I just said, wow. That's what he said. It's probably in his top three or something, and I'm like, wow, that's fantastic. And We were hoping it gets into a movie or something, like, because it's such a great soundtrack kind of song. So if any movie producers are out there and they want a song, then that's the one that we want you to go and look into. So.
Ok, bah comme il le dit, c'est peut-être la meilleure chanson de l'album, hein, pour eux, parce qu'il y a Bruce Kulick qui est venu mettre un petit bout de musique dessus. Ils ont adoré jouer ce morceau. Robbie LeBlanc a dit waouh, quel morceau. Et si on devait résumer l'album, il faudrait écouter My Life Breath, donc qui est un morceau sur les personnes. Il a beaucoup d'amis à lui qui sont morts du cancer, qui ont eu des problèmes. Et c'est la chanson, donc c'est bien un tribute pour toutes ces personnes qui l'ont quitté. Darren, I would like to say thank you. I just reply, so your new CD, It's Temple Avenue, with Both Sides of Midnight, came on the Good Shop, I would like to say, on the 27th of November. 10 tracks. I think it's a crazy one. On a passé un excellent moment avec Darren, donc je vais le remercier, puis je vais lui laisser le mot de la fin. So Darren, I would like to say thank you for your times. Thank you to accepting again my invitation, because I know this is time to make some other part of your life, sleep, and after that, go back for see this all this information about this video. So, Darren, thank you so much. I think it's time for you to give some words about the persons who is live, and this is the last word. This is for you, and I would like to say thanks. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much once again for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to someone who's like-minded and loves music and really appreciates a good song. So thank you for that. And anybody who's watching and listening, thank you already for the support you've given us and for waiting so patiently for this album to come out. We promise you it's worth the wait. Someone can attest to it right now. It's very much worth the wait. You've got 6 days to wait as of this recording right now. Six and maybe five when you're listening. I don't know. It could already be out when you're listening to it, but we hope you enjoy it and we'd love to hear your feedback. To go to our Facebook page and spread the word for us, because any kind of promotion is good promotion. So we really hope you enjoy it and we cannot wait for you to hear it and get your feedback on it. So thank you so much.
Bon, comme il le dit, hein, l'album il sort le 27. Merci à tous. Il y a 6 jours à attendre, mais foncez dessus. Et puis, si vous voulez envoyer un petit mot à Darren et au groupe, vous allez sur les liens Facebook sont sur la page. Vous pouvez joindre Darren, lui laisser un petit mot. Et puis, dans 6 jours, on y sera. So, Darren, thank you. Cross finger for the next release. Hope you have some good vibes and good feedback from the listener after the 27th of November. And of course, your songs are on the show and on the radio station Vinyl Time at the beginning of next week. So you can learn some songs on the show. And of course, maybe we can speak together with Darren to speak music, because I think the link between Australia and France, it's the music. And of course, if we have some good vibes with Darren, we come back and we said hello to Darren. And next time we fly to Australia, to Sydney, and we speak to Darren directly, maybe.
That'd be great. Why not?
Or maybe Darren came in Europe and said, and maybe we have some gigs to Darren and the rest of the band. So cross finger, maybe one time you have the gigs. I don't know where, but maybe in Sweden or in Germany or something like that. And
we're trying to make it happen. We really are. I'm having my 50th birthday next year, and I'm hoping to bring the guys down for that, so we'll have some sort of show for that. It's just so difficult getting us all in the one room because we're so far apart, and it costs a lot of money to get us all together, obviously, for promoters and so on. So that's the most difficult part about it, but we'd love to, obviously. So hopefully. We never know.
Never know. So thank you so much, Darren. So we shut down this live Facebook session with Darren. So you said again, thank you very much. Thank you to Birgit in our event and Gear Musica to help me to have this interview. And of course, after that, we have the podcast and something like that. And now we go just to a small video again of East Temple Pilot. Et on se retrouve, nous, de toute façon, on se retrouve tout à l'heure à 18h, hein, parce que I have another shot at 6 p.m. direct and on the direct. So I have to manage another show, Darren. So maybe see you at 6 p.m. in Paris. Maybe I don't know what is the hour for you, but of course, you're welcome.
That'll be about 3 a.m., I think. Probably not.
For sure. I think it's a little bit difficult. Yeah. So thank you so much, Darren. So we go to another shot. A video of East Temple Pilot, et puis nous on se retrouve tout à l'heure. Darren, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Finally have the will to embrace the place and thrill where love is. Where love is.
exactly where I am.